Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Father Robert, as we get ready for Ash Wednesday, of course, one of the popular, interesting traditions will be coming back as well, and that's Ashes to Go. For people who are listening to this interview who have never heard of this concept, what is it?
It's a drive-through through the church where people can come to our parking lot and receive ashes right from their car. They don't even need to get out of the car. They can receive ashes, and we put some ashes on their forehead in the form of a cross and say, "Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return." And it's a way of us marking our annually reminding ourselves of our mortality. One day, each one of us is going to die. We live in a society where we deny death or pretend it's not really there or it's not really real, but Ash Wednesday is our annual reminder that we are, in fact, going to die one day. But even there, we believe that even at the grave, we are with Jesus, also resurrected. So it's this season, as we begin the season of Lent, is a time just simply to remember that we will die one day, but we also have our faith in the words of Jesus, who said, "I am resurrection and I am life."
Where did this idea come from to do this, though? Because, the idea of, okay, usually what people do is they would go to a mass on Wednesday, and that's how they would get their ashes that way. Where did this concept come of, as you said, a drive-through, basically?
The idea has come, as we've noticed, people just don't have the time to go to a service anymore. We have services here on Ash Wednesday. We have a service at 7 a.m., noon, and 7 p.m., but we don't have a lot of people who attend it because they have to work. Many of the people that come through our drive-through last year told me, "I'm working two and three jobs and just don't have the time to get to a service on Ash Wednesday." So they were deeply grateful that we were offering this opportunity to come get their ashes on Ash Wednesday and not have to attend a service.
What actually goes into the ashes itself? We talked a lot about it a little bit before we came up to your office to do this interview. It's not just like, hey, here's a tree that fell down, we're going to just burn it down. You guys do something special to get the ashes.
We do. We use the palms from last year's Palm Sunday. We keep them in our houses. Everyone gets palms on Palm Sunday, and then we keep them at some place in our house. And they get nice and dry, and then we bring them to the church on Shrove Tuesday. And at our Shrove Tuesday Mardi Gras party, we burn them at one point late in the evening. And those become the ashes we use. We mix it with some palm oil, and that becomes the ashes we use for Ash Wednesday.
How many people have you gotten to come through on this this tradition, Ash Wednesday, each year since you guys have been doing it?
This is going to be the fifth year we've done it. First year we had 56 people. Then we had 71 people. In 2018 we had 109 people. And last year, in 2019, we had 189 people. So we're hoping to have over 200 this year. Clearly it's meeting a need in the neighborhood and beyond, so we're proud to do this.
How much of an impact does that have on traffic throughout the area? And have any of the dignitaries ever come to you guys and say, hey, you got to control the traffic situation here?
Not yet. We haven't had anybody complaining. We do have some volunteers who are going to help me with helping people make the circle through our church parking lot here. and to guide traffic. Last year, there were a few people who got blocked in, but it didn't last more than a few moments. They were able to kind of keep traffic flowing pretty well. But this year, I have some additional volunteers to make sure that traffic flows smoothly.
All right. What time does it go until? Is it an all-day thing on Wednesday?
It starts at 6:30 on Ash Wednesday in the morning, and it goes until 6 p.m. And we find it kind of comes in waves. People are coming early before they go to work. Some people come at their lunchtime. The biggest time actually is after school, where moms pick up their kids from school. Moms and dads pick up their kids, and they bring them here, and the whole family right from their car, all the children included, receive their ashes right while they're in their vehicle.
All right. Anything else you want people to know about this? Any special things?
This is a free ministry that we're trying to do for everyone, regardless of your religious background. Just an opportunity to touch something sacred and holy and have that meaningful gesture that does mark the beginning of the season of Lent and carries us all the way through Easter Day and beyond.
Okay, Father Harvey, I understand also dogs were involved.
Yeah, in 2018, we had a man come up to the drive-thru, and he said, "Can you give ashes to my dogs?" And I said, "I don't even know where to put the ashes." And with that, the dogs licked my fingers that had all the ashes all over it. So I said, "I guess they just got their ashes, too." Now, we don't ordinarily do that, but in that case, it added to the fun, but also the gesture that everyone really is welcome in our church.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Auto Parts.